This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I want to read just a few of the quotes from the New York Post as obtained, the Comey memoir as obtained by the New York Post. This is regarding Comey writing about Trump. He brought up what he called the golden showers thing, adding that it bothered him if there was, quote, even a 1% chance, end quote, his wife Melania thought it was true. And it goes on. He just rolled on, unprompted, explaining why it couldn't possibly be true, ending by saying he was thinking of asking me to investigate the allegations to prove it was a lie. I said it was up to him.
That's CNN's bombshell? That's Comey's bombshell? This is ridiculous. Joining us now with reaction, former Deputy Assistant to President Trump, Fox News National Security Strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former Utah Congressman, Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz. Dr. Gorka, I'll start with, okay, if lies were paid for by, we didn't know probably at the time, but if lies were told about you, wouldn't you, and you're talking to the FBI director, and it's a fake, phony dossier to manipulate the minds of the American people, and it's full of lies that you know aren't true. What do you want to say to the guy? Can you find out that's not true? Isn't that the natural reaction?
Sean, all that we know for sure is James Comey is a liar and CNN are a bunch of perverts. That's all you need. That's the bombshell. I mean, the president he knew it wasn't true because we know it's true because it was a Russian information operation paid for by Hillary, and he wants to have his director of the FBI prove to the world, not just his wife, as you would want, that it isn't true. These guys are so disconnected from reality and so disconnected from the American people, it's not surprising that nobody watches them and they have to pay for airports to put their shows on.
All right, good point, touche. But there's a bigger issue here, Congressman, and the bigger issue in all of this is liberals hated James Comey. Harry Reid wanted him out, said he shouldn't be the director of the FBI. Now you see this guy, I think he has legal issues. Tell me if I'm wrong. Leaking privileged information, leaking him to somebody for the purpose of getting a special counsel appointed. Did he lie to Trump in January 2017 when he said the dossier was salacious and unverified, or when they were presenting it to a FISA court judge in a FISA application to spy on an American, as the Grassley Graham memo says, as the bulk of information, as Andrew Weissman said, no dossier, no FISA warrant, request or application. So when did he lie, in October 2016 or January 2017?
No, I think Director Comey has a series of serious legal challenges. He testified under oath in that question by John Radcliffe about when did he make the decision of whether or not she was guilty or not guilty, or was she going to be charged, I should say. And it clearly was writing this out multiple times before. You have Senator Grassley ask him directly, was he party to release information surreptitiously. He was definitive in saying no, only to learn later that wasn't
true. Isn't that illegal?
So there's a whole series of things.
If I went to Congress and lied before Congress, would I be in trouble?
You should, but you remember, we asked the FBI, we asked Director Comey directly, myself and Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did Hillary Clinton lie under oath? He said, well, they never had a referral, so we sent him a referral. Guess what? They never got back to us, never considered any of that material when they lied under oath.
Did Hillary Clinton violate the law, Congressman, 18 U.S.C. 793, mishandling a classified top secret special? Did Hillary Clinton, do you think she obstructed justice when she deleted subpoenaed emails?
Yes.
Acid washed her hard drive, beat up her devices? Is that a crime?
Sure.
Is that obstruction of justice, sir?
Yes, absolutely.
Was the fix
that's
in?
What the FBI director told us that she did.
Well, of course, you know, with this new book coming out, there's going to be much to batter about, you know, James Comey's new book, A Higher Loyalty.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, today is Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Yes, April the 13th. Born in 1743. Yes, such a long time ago. And so much history in the rearview mirror. And this is why we appreciate one Bruce Kaufman, who shows up about times like this so that we can remember and get the facts straight, especially in light of how history these days has a tendency to be rewritten by those that would like to obliterate our rich past. And I say rich, it is quite rich. And that's what we dare lose in the rewriting of the important history of America. Bruce, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Mr. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. And, yes, it is Mr. Jefferson's birthday. And so happy birthday to one of our most important founding fathers.
Here he is, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, selected second vice president of the United States, serving under John Adams, and in 1800 was elected the third president, proponent, as we should know, everybody should know, this should be common knowledge, a proponent of democracy, republicanism, and individual rights, which motivated American colonists to break from Great Britain and form a new nation, huh?
Yes, sir. And it was Mr. Jefferson, as we know, who wrote the first of our three foundational documents, the Declaration of Independence. And what is really, I mean, what do we think of when we think of the Declaration of Independence? We think of the most famous phrase is, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But in my mind, the 20 words that follow that phrase, that statement, are at least, if not more important. And I want to share them with you and your listeners verbatim. It yes. says that to secure these rights, the rights being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Through that statement, Jefferson gave us our defining political principle, which is that the people are sovereign. The people have the sovereign power in this nation, not the government. Okay, so let's just go through that. It says, because throughout history, Bill, sovereign power rested with the governments, and the only rights that the people had were given to them by governments, usually grudgingly, usually sparingly. With Jefferson's 20 words, we reverse that principle. Okay, it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. What that means is that the only reason governments are instituted, the only reason they are created, is to secure the people's rights. And then it says, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That means that the only just powers, the only legitimate powers that governments have are given to them by the governed, by the people, when they do consent. to give those powers to the government. So that, in saying, basically, that the only reason governments are instituted is to secure the people's rights, and the only powers that governments have are given to them by the people, that is a clear, unambiguous statement that the people are sovereign in this nation, not the government.
Exactly. That's why we keep saying, you know, on the show, Bruce, that it is about we the people. The power rests in us. The problem is we the people are not in our authority position. And I have been realizing this, you know, this has been something that's been in my craw for a number of years. And that is the position of authority. And when things are out of authority position, you have chaos. You get lawlessness. You get you get a hijacking, as we have now in our country, of the people's power and rule. And it's no wonder that Main Street America is growing increasingly frustrated, especially if you embrace the words that were written so many years ago and was the trajectory and still is the trajectory of our founding fathers.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. That was okay. That's the other thing about that 20-word statement. What Jefferson is saying in there is that we are giving the people only enough power that is necessary to secure our rights, and no more power than is necessary to secure our rights. What is happening today, obviously, is the government is taking on powers that are way beyond the powers that the founding fathers intended to give the government for the sole specific purpose of defending their rights, of securing their rights.
Exactly. And the other thing that happens here, because people say, okay, how do we reverse this score? What has happened? You know, where did things get lost in translation that allowed the government, that has allowed these attorneys, you know, because most of our legislators are, you know, legislators and even, you know, whether it's the judicial branch and that, they're rewriting the rules and they're misinterpreting things to empower the government way beyond the intent of our Constitution.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a slow creeping process. To discuss the reasons would take more than several days to do.
Yes,
but yes,
right.
There has been this slow creeping assumption of powers. That's the other thing that the founders did. They separated. It was called federalism. The national government is responsible for national issues, foreign policy, national defense, coining a currency, regulating interstate commerce. All the other powers belong to the states and the people. Okay, the people, the local states, they would know how to solve local state problems a heck of a lot better than the bureaucrats in one corner of the country in Washington, D.C. And yet, today, the national government has slowly assumed so many of the powers and responsibilities that the founding fathers delegated to the states and the local governments.
And Jefferson was an architect. He understood that there had to be a separation of the federal and the state level, did he not?
Yes, he did. He and Madison both. That was one of the principles. It was Madison who wrote the Federalist Principle into the Constitution, but of course Madison and Jefferson were like separated at birth twins.
Yeah, right, exactly. They were, some might call them womb mates, for all the, you know, the mindset and, the perspective that they held. They had so much commonality between the two of them. What else, Bruce?
Madison always looked up to Jefferson. Jefferson was older. Jefferson was the guy who always had the vision, saw the big picture. Madison was the guy who supplied the details.
Yes, exactly. And you always
who got into the weeds of the issue. Jefferson was the inspiration. Madison was the guy who kind of made it work out.
Figured out how to make it work.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that you always need. I find that to be the case, is you always have a visionary and an administrator hand in hand. And well, I say always. But in the cases when that occurs, you get a lot of things accomplished, because it's one thing to have the dreamers that give you that, 10,000, mile perspective,
right.
That global perspective. But you need somebody on the ground who can make this work.
Absolutely. And one of the things about Jefferson, and this is how much of a friendship they had. Okay, Jefferson would propose this big picture idea, and Madison wouldn't always agree with it. And he would point out to Jefferson why, you know, that wasn't actually how it's going to work. And Jefferson, nine times out of ten, would defer to Madison. Okay, I'm the big picture guy, but if you're telling me this isn't going to work, you're the detail guy, then I'm going to defer to you.
Yes, exactly. Well, Thomas Jefferson's birthday, so much to remember today. And we remember for a reason, Bruce, that we can, you know, recapture some of these important values that our founding fathers had in mind for us to see just how much we're missing the mark. And when we come back, I want to, again, explore a little bit. I know this is something that would take days to talk about what we can do. But let's talk about maybe a couple of things that we can do to recapture our authority position. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, or if you happen to be in Aloha, Bill, like me, we're talking 3 to 6 early in the morning. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, joins us as we celebrate and remember our third president of the United States of America, a founding father that, boy, I'll tell you, gave us the Declaration of Independence with Madison, gave us, you know, and contributed so richly to the founding documents And, you know, Bruce, every time, no matter the institution, every time they lose their way and find themselves not producing what was originally intended, it really requires and demands that someone with a grasp of history and a understanding of what the mission was all about, what the mandate of the institution was all about, it demands that voice raise up and clearly represent to those, in this case, we the people, to mirror back to us how we're missing the mark here. And that the reason that we have this chaos, I think that in part there's some observation, you know, we get the mainstream media talking about the chaos in our government. There's no question chaos abounds. And at every turn, when I realize and look into this chaos, it's due in large part to lawlessness and abandonment of the founding documents like the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, you mentioned the mainstream media. One of the problems that we have with, you know, articulating how the Founding Fathers set up this government, how the Constitution is supposed to work, is most of the mainstream media thinks the Constitution is passé, that it should be a living document, that it should evolve depending on new cultural standards and societal norms. And that's not how it works. And the problem is that there are voices out there, but they're not being heard because the mainstream media, which dominates, you know, the communications in this country, has an entirely different message.
Mm-hmm. And the opportunity that we have right now in this information age, Bruce, is that we can push back. I mean, this show is one of many across the country that is pushing back, and more people are aligning themselves with shows like ours because they realize that we're pursuing the truth and we're doing the job of, what the mainstream media heretofore has been responsible to doing. But now they've become, entertainers and, they're not really documenting history, which I believe is what the main job and the main reason, for the media to be, is that you document history and you challenge authority instead of allowing, this kind of chaos and this kind of bickering that has been taking place here, and where it's, more tribalism than it has to do with, we the people in the United States of America.
Right. You know, absolutely, Bill. I mean, okay, so David McCullough, probably our preeminent historian, he said, a nation that forgets its past is like a man with amnesia. We need to look at our history, in order to go forward, because our history teaches us the good and the bad. We learn from the bad, we're inspired by the good. And so, yes, we need more voices like yours and mine telling people exactly how this is supposed to work. And in terms of the Constitution, in terms of our government, in terms of the country that we now are in, it's a very different country than the Founding Fathers created. And, one of the things you were talking earlier about the fact that how do we get back to the way this was supposed to work? Well, the one way is to remember that the way the Founding Fathers set up our government, the legislative branch is the most important branch. We talked about Jefferson explaining how clearly that the people in this country are sovereign, not the government. Well, guess which branch is the closest to the people? The legislative branch. They're the most beholden to the people. And therefore, they are the ones that are supposed to create public policy. And what is happening today, as you and I both know, is that the executive branch and the judicial branch are starting to take on so many of the responsibilities and powers that the legislative branch was given by the Constitution.
Exactly. And then, of course, this just knocks us further off the mark. Again, this is the significance of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. Again, like any institution, every institution has its reason to be. And this is our mission statement. This is our roadmap. And whenever we get off of that, then like any good roadmap, if we miss a turn, we can always go back and say, okay, when did we make the wrong turn here? And this is what good leadership does, is it takes you back and helps you remember, okay, hey, remember when we did this, we missed the mark and here it is. But what has happened is, and I understand that for the everyman out there on Main Street that maybe has this discussion once in a while around the dining table, maybe more often, we'll give them a little bit more credit, is that it may get increasingly frustrating to them because this is what's happened. Because everybody has been so, or most people have been so frustrated, they throw their hands up and figure, okay, I'm going to check out. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to participate. And this is why you have the 21st century government that we have today.
Yeah, so that's absolutely the case, Bill, and it's really unfortunate. But yeah, that's you're absolutely right about. But again, you know, so you mentioned the mission statement. That is what the Declaration of Independence is. It's a mission statement, and its mission is that we need that our equal rights under the law and our independence and our liberty are to be protected by government. And then the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were created to carry out that mission statement. The Bill of Rights mentions all the rights that people have that the government cannot violate, and the Constitution is a government of separations and checks and balances in which, again, the Constitution gives the government enough, but only enough power to secure our rights, and no more power. Mm. And that's not what's happening.
Exactly. There's been an overreach, and I would say, if anything is understood in a bipartisan way, it is that all parts of our government, all institutions of our government, whether it's judicial, executive, or the legislature, is dysfunctional. And this is why our politics is rendering, if you want to say, the fruit that is rendering today. And we're saying we don't like the taste of this. Well, yeah. Okay, let's figure out what we're going to do about it.
Right. Absolutely.
I'd say the first thing, Bruce, I'm sorry, I'd say the first thing that's missing here, and that is the education of we the people. I mean, we've got this incredible government, this process that's in our hands, that's been given to us, but it's like we're walking around with this gift that still has a bow on it. We haven't even opened it up to really discover what it's all about, what our founding, what Jefferson had in mind here. And then, you know, we want to complain that it's not happening, and their founding fathers are screaming from the grave. It's like, you know, open the box,
right?
You know?
Yep, yeah. Speaking of Jefferson, Bill, that you make a very good point. Jefferson was, of all the founding fathers, maybe Madison as well, he was the one who said the education is so important. You have to be educated in order to be, a good government depends on an educated, informed population. And Jefferson was a huge, supporter of educating people, ideas, exchanging opinions, learning. That's how you make sure that the people who are sovereign, and we have to report to the people, they have the right opinions. They're smart enough, educated enough to understand how to guide the government.
Exactly. And they're smart enough to know when they're getting hit with fake news and how they're being manipulated here by contrarian forces, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing about Jefferson, I just want to point this out. It's a little bit of a trivia. On his tombstone, he has three things.
Yes, I love this.
Engraved, his three accomplishments: Declaration of Independence author, author of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, and founder of the University of Virginia. No mention of his presidency, no mention of being Secretary of State, no mention of being Governor of Virginia. All those three documents are about educating the people, informing the people. That was so important to him. Okay, the University of Virginia, my alma mater. The Virginia Statute of Religious, the Declaration of Independence, it's all about showing the people, here are the ideas that we have to live up to.
Kind of amazing that's his epitaph. And this was written by him. I mean, this is what he wanted on his tombstone, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Of all the things that he could have been remembered for. I mean, that is quite significant that he would say, these are the three most important things I want you to remember about me.
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely.
Well, and to this day, it continues to be a guiding light, like so much that he has given to our great country. The third president of the United States today, it is Thomas Jefferson's birthday, and we celebrate. And again, I remind you, look at the Clarion Call is for us to be educated. And I say, bless yourself this day. Read the Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, and I'm sure afterwards you will scream with the rest of us. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Thank you, Bruce Kaufman. Appreciate it.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And also joining us is the one and only John Zemerick. Dr. Zemerick is the senior editor of The Stream. You go to thestream.org for all the information you need to know. He's been a press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, and a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here. Talk about Syria. We've been sounding the alarm regarding Syria for quite a while. I mean, gosh, John, I remember when you and I first talked, it was back in the early days of, this civil war that has been occurring in Syria, and we were still talking, hundreds of people. Now it's hundreds of thousands of people. And you asked the question, what is happening to Syria's Christians? And are we looking at a Syria-Iraq war part two anytime soon?
Yes, I'm afraid. Well, we don't know what President Trump is planning to do, but we need to let him know what we won't accept. Mm-hmm. We won't accept a regime change-style intervention like happened in Iraq. And the thing is, the people who are behind this, I call it the Republican swamp. The default policy mode of these people is America must invade and occupy the place, especially if it's in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. They're willing to overlook war crimes as long as they're not in the Middle East. They're willing to overlook Christians being persecuted. But what they don't want any place, any country to even rival the United States in influence in the Middle East. So, you know, we can't allow the Syrian government to continue, even if removing it would make things much worse for civilians, would lead to a million Christian refugees dead or in exile, just like Iraq. Even if the American people were against it, and we don't have an exit strategy, notice we're still in Afghanistan. It doesn't matter. We have to be ready to invade, occupy, and fundamentally transform that country. Otherwise, you're a coward.
We're going to create again what had happened. In Iraq, but also in Libya, right?
Right. Look at that brilliant humanitarian intervention. We were told that it was a genocide in the making. That turned out to be a lie. We bombed Gaddafi to throw the war in his favor. The country fell apart. It's in three parts now, and the third of it's controlled by ISIS. And now it's such chaos that they're selling black African slaves openly in slave markets because there's no government to stop them. Great.
All this brought to you by the Obama-Clinton regime, right?
Right, but it's the exact sort of thing that George W. Bush would have done. And it's along the lines of a move to take out Assad. And the great hypocrisy is, well, the humanitarian concerns demand it. What about 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, in the same country, Turkey ethnically cleanses tens of thousands of people, bombs hospitals, bombs apartment buildings. It's militias. It's are allied with al-Qaeda. They put a bounty on the heads of Christians and Yazidis, and they reward their terrorist allies for hunting them down. Nobody cared. You know, I was yelling about it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Trump didn't do anything. Nobody was calling on Trump to do anything outside, you know, the Christian circles. Now, because the media and some of the foreign policy elites have decided, oh, well, Assad's got to go, everything that happens there is immediately believed. We're told this was definitely the Syrian government, even though it's not in Syria's interest to do this. It's in the interest of rebels. And these rebels, we shouldn't call them rebels. They are terrorists. The Christians, they've crucified Christians in the streets of Damascus. They've blown up churches. Ordinary secular people flee this crazy, rabid militia. Imagine if al-Qaeda were going to take over Washington, D.C., or New York City, or Los Angeles. I think we'd fight them by any means necessary.
No question.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, to your point, what you're saying here, and obviously, this is the big question. You know, there's still not proof that this was done by the Assad, this latest round of gassing, that this was not done by the Assad government. You know, it seems that in the past, when Assad was involved, we had thousands of people that were attacked here. In this particular case, the numbers seem a bit suspicious. Do they not to you?
The numbers are suspicious. The timing is mighty suspicious. As Assad's about to win the war, the day after Donald Trump announces he's pulling out of Syria, whoopsie-daisy, there's this chemical strike. Remember, our only real source for how it happened and if it happened is the terrorists themselves, the Islamist terrorists themselves, and the group that is saying they were the victims of this, they used chemical weapons themselves against the Kurds, our allies, last year. So why wouldn't we think, you know, you walk in the room and the kid has got chocolate all over his face and all over his fingers. Are you going to blame the dog? Mm-hmm.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, this is the thing. The other deal I'm looking at, John, is the reaction of Putin. I know everything that has to do with Russia these days is disqualified, but you have to consider the elements and what the reaction is here. And are we walking into something that could be a lot more horrific because all the facts are not known?
Right. I mean, people who were afraid to offend Erdogan in Turkey 2 weeks ago are willing to risk a war with Putin's Russia. The level of stupidity approaches August 1914 levels. I mean, this is how you get World War I. This kind of reckless stupidity. And if we're not careful, 50 years from now, historians will be puzzling over how America could have been this stupid and what the human cost of it was.
Exactly, and we end up creating more devastation than what they've been doing right now.
Right,
and this is insane. I mean, and I appreciate the sober mindedness of some voices and yours especially, John, to come out and say, "Well, wait a minute here. You know, do we have all the facts? Are we entering? Especially here, we are. We're revisiting areas that have been suspicious, and we've been in and out of the area in part. And I just again question the warmongers here that you know, they constantly, as the old saying goes, you know, if you're a hammer, you're constantly looking for a nail." And those voices seem to be taking the lead here, which is, you know, very disconcerting, I would say.
No, right. I mean, the main reason I supported Donald Trump over Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio was he said he would not invade Syria to put radical Muslim terrorists in charge of the country. We could have President Jeb Bush right now with none of the scandals and none of the tackiness and that, you know, none of the tweeting. If we wanted no wall on the southern border and a stupid war in the Middle East, we could have voted for Jeb Bush and saved ourselves a lot of trouble.
Well, Dr. John Zemarek has been with us, the author or co-author of six books, including the recent Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. And he is the senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Glenn Stanton is back with us. Always good to be talking with Glenn, Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. He debates and lectures extensively on the issues of gender, sexuality, marriage, and parenting at universities, where they'll still leave the door open for him and keep the light on, and at churches around the world. Glenn, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I mean, I got to be doing terrific. I'm in Maui, Hawaii. I mean, it is very nice. And then I'm hoping next Friday, if my schedule works out, God willing, I will be there in Colorado Springs taking a tour of Focus on the Family and doing the radio show there live if everything comes together as planned. So I may see you there.
Very cool. I would love that.
Hey, it'd be good to see you face to face. Glenn, you know, you as we said in the intro, have discussed gender issues many times. You have talked shared this topic that has become so dynamic in our culture today. And you pose a question regarding this genderless generation that we're considering here. And the question is it possible for parents to raise their children without gender?
Well, I mean, that's the interesting thing, is that they can't. And we have already been here before. I mean, in the 60s, you know, and the early 70s, we had this, oh, we're going to give our kids genderless toys and let them decide, you know, who they are and how they want to play and the roles that they want to play. And what you had these parents realizing is, oh, my goodness, little Susie is taking, you know, this fire truck and rocking it to bed and putting it to bed for its nap. And then you had, you know, little Johnny taking his, you know, play kitchen brooms and mops and using them for rifles and guns. And, you know, these parents were shocked to see, okay, this is not socialization. We didn't, you know, make these kids this way. It's a natural thing. So gender, male and female, they're these nagging things that just won't go away, if you will. And kids just happen to turn out to be one or the other. And there's foolish people like us who simply call that nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine, huh? And here they are, you know, weaponizing their thought, and I say they, those progressives, the liberals that want to purport a falsehood and a big lie upon the culture. And meanwhile, the culture is trying to accommodate them instead of judging them for what they are. They're rather foolish, are they not?
Well, and that's right. I mean, it's they're pushing it on the culture to say, I mean, it's an illusion. It's a make-believe world to say, well, we can let our kids be anything they want to be, you know, regardless of what their physicality is. And so they are creating this whole other new imaginary reality and not even asking us to play along, but demanding that we play along. And that is the prescription of just lunacy and madness. And that's precisely where we are. And I don't say that as a conservative. I don't say that as a partisan. It just is the facts on the table.
Well, it's as you say, it's lunacy. So why are particularly people of faith hesitant to say anything about it, you know, when we know the truth? And, you know, because we know what's going to happen is down the road, the children of these people that purport this kind of genderless upbringing are going to find out that they're trying to put a round peg in a square hole here. And yes, not that I'm saying being discompassionate and abandon them, but we shouldn't be pulled into their parade just because they decide they want to march to a different drum.
Well, see, and that's important, and I explain it this way, is you know, that we as Christians need to respond to this, but it's just common sense people need to respond to this. You mentioned, you know, I get to go to college campuses and debate, and what I will say on those campuses when I'm debating this issue is when you go over to the biology department on this campus, they say there is male and female, and it's not just about body parts, it's about the nature of the brain. There's a male and female brain, there's male and female DNA, there are male and female chromosomes, and that these impact nearly every part of our being and our essence. Now, you go over the gender studies department and you ask them about that, and they'll say the things that we're talking about here. So it's not only that the gender studies department is not scientific, they're actually anti-science, anti-objective reality. And we have to be able to go, you know what, knock yourself out if that's what you want to believe, but I am not going to go along with your illusion and your ideology, which again is actually anti-science and actually anti-common sense.
We abandon fact for theory. Why would we do that?
Well, it's interesting, and that's, you know, there's not a simple question to that of why, how in the world would we come to a culture where people can say that the bottom is the top and the top is the bottom and get everybody else to kind of go along with it. It's a little bit like the emperor's new clothes, you know,
exactly.
And it is important for us to say that, I mean, not only does the emperor have new clothes, you know, the clothes that they're saying don't even exist.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and you've got to be real special. I mean, and you are uniquely qualified to view the new clothes of the emperor. So now you're forced into going along to get along and to be part of, you know, the cocktail parties and the acceptable crowd, right? And this is why all this this division and this tribalism, this is how it plays into the hand of all this, because it is a it is a manufactured way of life and theology that is coming upon us. But Glenn, this isn't new. As you said, there's nothing new under the sun. The wisest man ever wrote, and I believe that to be so. So, you know, the motivation after everything is all said and done, and that's my question to people when they want to go down this road, and I say, ultimately, what is it that you're trying to do here?
Yeah, well, and there's a very important theological perspective to that. And so this is where Christians really need to understand, and our Jewish friends as well. You look in the first chapter of the Bible, it says, God says, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. So God creates humanity, and it's not just generic humanity, but that verse says, and in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So what is male and female? female, they're not just two different kinds of human bodies, or you know, they are two different and distinct and powerful images or pictures or icons, if you will, of God in the world. So Satan hates everything that is God and that represents God and images God. So when we see today male and female being attacked, and as I like to say, it's the Wizard of Oz kind of thing. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Pay no attention
to
this thing, male and female. Satan knows what he is doing, and we as Christians need to know what's ultimately behind this.
Exactly. Well, and it all goes back. You know, we're in the Garden of Eden, and the question that comes out through the millennia is, did God really say? You got to question God. Because if you question God and you put God into question or, you know, uber mysterious, then he's not really relevant, is he?
Well, and that's exactly right, Bill. In the garden, Satan got Adam and Eve to doubt the word of God. But now Satan's getting us to, if you will, do something even worse or more insidious, and that is to doubt the very image of God in the world. But it does come down to, is God God? What did he do? And what does he say? And are we going to believe that or not? And Satan is just insidiously set on turning around everything that God has said. And now, this does not mean that these, you know, gender theorists are, you know, satanic or, you know, driven by Satan, but they are deluded by Satan. I mean, just like every one of us are, but we need to know what is behind it and why we as Christians need to take a stand here, because, you know, the very image and dignity and picture of God in the world is being threatened.
Yeah, and it's not just for ourselves or our family members, but it's for our neighbor. You know, are we the Good Samaritan? Are we showing ourselves approved to really believe in that which we say we believe? And are we going to be there to help others so that, you know, they're not being led by blind men? I mean, you talk about the ultimate of arrogance here, Glenn, to question God. I mean, this is what cracks me up. I was in California for a couple of weeks before I came to Hawaii. And I'm thinking, of, you know, here's the governor of the state who decided to arbitrarily come up with three genders. And now here is, and also understand Jerry Brown's background. I mean, he at one time was a student in the seminary. So he knows the word of God. So how arrogant can he be to now say, oh, well, God, yeah, I know God said man and female, but I really think he meant three. And I question even why he stopped at three, because his state universities have as many as, what, 26, 30 now gender types that are available?
Yeah, well, see, and that's the thing. He's going to get in trouble just like Facebook got in trouble many years ago. You know, when you set up an account, you can, you know, identify, you know, or check either male or female. Well, they decided to expand that, and they created like 58 different genders. And they, you know, they thought, okay, well, this will cover everything. Well, guess what they found out? I mean, 58. Okay, they found out that people were calling in or writing in to Facebook saying, hey, why are you discriminating against me because you didn't include my gender? And so they just threw up their arms, and it's now male, female, and then just fill in the blank. Because you can't win this, because when you make stuff up, there's no limit to what people can make up.
Well, this is all part of this genderless generation that we're dealing with now. Glenn Stanton, the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, has been with us. Glenn, thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is...